Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I'm proud to be part of this wonderful organization. When I think of everything accomplished by National Right to Life, its state affiliates, chapters, and grassroots volunteers, I'm amazed. How much do you really know about the wonderful organization that you are a part of? The National Right to Life Committee is the only single-issue pro-life organization with an affiliate in every state. We have more than 3,000 chapters of grassroots volunteers that work within their communities, educating, lobbying state and federal governments on behalf of pro-life policies, and conducting political activities to elect pro-life men and women to office. Let me tell you just some of what NRLC does on a regular basis. We are the gold standard when it comes to pro-life legislation and monitoring the voting records of members of Congress. Journalists and other interested persons go to the National Right to Life website for factual, detailed information about pro-life legislation and pro-life ratings of congressmen and women. We have a state legislative department that works with affiliates to introduce pro-life legislation in their states and provides support to defeat pro-abortion legislation. National Right to Life News is the pro-life newspaper of record. At NRLC, we are proud of being factual and relevant. The newspaper, along with our daily digital news feed, NRL News Today, ensures that pro-lifers have the latest information. Our outreach department coordinates programs to many different cultural and religious groups with specialized materials to the Hispanic, African American, Native American, and post-abortive communities. We also have an energetic youth outreach program with an annual convention for teens, an annual oratory and essay contest, a six-week summer training course for college students, and pro-life camps to train and equip young people of various ages. Our education department provides in-depth research and educational materials on abortion trends and statistics, and topics such as stem cell research, RU486, and prenatal development. The department also extensively tracks the activities of Planned Parenthood. We have a tremendous impact on the United Nations through the tireless efforts of Jean Head, RN, our Vice President for International Affairs. Jean works with ambassadors and delegates from many countries to prevent the UN from promoting abortion in other countries. One delegate said of Jean, "Her mere presence, even if she doesn't say a word, is enough to give delegates the strength they need to go on negotiating." Our Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics provides the research and lobbying efforts against assisted suicide, rationing of medical care, and other forms of euthanasia. Its analysis of President Obama's health care legislation and the dangers to elderly and disabled persons are invaluable to the country's debate over rationing. The Communications Department, which produces Pro-Life Perspective, does a fantastic job of getting our message out through press releases, Twitter, and other social media. A poll conducted in November of 2010 found that 77% of all voters recognized National Right to Life. Our Political Action Committee does yeoman's work in helping to elect pro-life men and women to Congress. Last year, 68% of the congressional candidates endorsed by NRL PAC, 88 out of 130, won their elections. Our State Organizational Development Department works daily with state affiliates and chapters, providing fundraising aids, petitions, church bulletin inserts, packets for county fair booths, kits for pastors, ad slicks, a chapter newsletter and website, and in-person, on-the-ground assistance. And I certainly can't forget the wonderful people in our office who keep track of our membership records, file all the necessary paperwork with federal and state agencies, and raise the much-needed funds so we are able to continue our efforts to protect innocent human life. We are a one-stop shop for pro-lifers looking to educate their communities, pass life-affirming legislation, and elect pro-life men and women to public office. Because of the time, talent, energy, and resources you put into the pro-life movement, working alongside the absolutely fantastic staff of NRLC, we have accomplished much, but the best is yet to come.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.